Blog Talk Radio.
Holidays, people say holidays, but if you look at Christmas itself, it's actually basically has three different names depending on which religion, where you come from, and what's your background, that kind of stuff. So it's kind of crazy. So think about that really quickly. Also, I'm going over the chat room too. If you have any questions in the chat room, please tell us. If you have any questions, I am this. Go right in the chat room and we'll definitely get back with you. But like we tell everybody else, it's like this. If you really want to get a reading, it's best to call in. Because when it comes to chat rooms, we answer questions, okay? Because it's a different format. So we just want to say hello, everyone. Welcome. If you want to call in for a reading, please do so at 646-721-9031. Or for a private reading, call 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. It's only $1 a minute for any reading that I do. We have 90-minute sessions, 75-minute sessions, 60-minute sessions, 50-minute sessions, and we also have party readings, too. And they're usually $150 for a group reading or for a spiritual party, but for this freaking situation, we're still offering a nice little rate of $75 flat rate for the parties, that kind of thing, too, as well. And these are 90-minute sessions, usually go for $155. Like I said before, you can get those for about a minute, so it's only $90. So give us a call at 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com if you have any situations or whatever you want. We also work with children who have gifts, helping parents understand what's going on, that kind of stuff, and also help other people out there with their own abilities, how to develop what they are, meditations, and all the techniques you need to enhance those abilities too as well. When you enhance your abilities, you also enhance your life. Gives you a better thing, gives you some information and stuff like that to actually tap into. All right, so again, if you want to call in for a reading tonight, that's our gift back to you at 646-721-9031. Okay, let's go back to the queue and see what we got going on. Okay, we have some people on the queue, so let's get the callers right now and see what we can come up with. Hello, area code 954, welcome to the show, how are you, and what's your name?
Hi, it's Claudia.
Well, how are you?
I'm okay. I'm having a lot of hearing, though, so. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can.
Okay. Do you do all types of readings? Do you do, or just relationships?
Nope, any readings and anything you want to do readings on. We just have a tendency to specialize on relationships because I do relationship counseling.
Okay. Well, I actually had a question about my finances. That's where I'm looking at the moment.
Okay, no problem.
I'm sorry?
So what's your question?
Well, do you see it getting better? It's been pretty tough here for a while.
Well, how's your perception on that situation, too? Are you focusing and emphasizing on it? Are you really looking for solutions? Because it's like one of those things, it's very important Because a lot of people have a tendency to do one thing. They keep emphasizing on debt.
Yeah, I'm still having a hard time hearing.
Really?
I'm still having a hard time hearing. It sounds a little muffled.
Muffled?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, it's just not very clear. I'm sorry.
Not at all. See.
Okay, I missed what you'd said.
I'm thinking of a number from 1 to 10. That's not easy. I'm having entanglement here.
I'm still not understanding it. It just sounds like a lot of buzzing.
Oh. Is there any difference? Hello?
Yeah, I can hear that you're speaking. I just can't make out what you're saying.
Okay. I can hear you clearly, so it must be on your end.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I didn't hear what you said. I couldn't understand it.
I said, what's your perception right now on the idea of focusing on your finances? Are you focused on the lack of limitations? Are you focusing on solutions?
Yes, have been.
And what's your solution?
Well, I've been, you know, pretty much focusing on, you know, trying to make more money, although it's not been working.
Okay, well, the reason it's not working is because your perception is feeding into lack of limitations instead of focusing on the idea of abundance. It might sound crazy, but you're thinking money is the solution. Money's not the solution. The solution is the idea of change your thinking, change your life.
Mm-hmm.
For example, the idea, you can sit there and focus on affirmation, but if your subconscious mind says otherwise, you're working against yourself. Let's see. So what I do is I look at the situation. I'm just tired of getting allergies right now. So if I go and figure out what the allergy is, because I have a tendency to sneeze no matter where I'm at. It's kind of impossible to be allergic to your apartment when you're not in your apartment, you're still sneezing. Let's see, I'm looking for an affirmation. I make me irritate at the same time. But see, what I do is I change things to a format of actually letting me. It's the idea like this. If you're focusing on the situation and saying, I need this amount of money to save me, then you're working against yourself because you're saying money is going to save you. But actually, the idea of attracting money is you. And how you feel about it that attracts more to you. What is the source? Here's a good question for everybody, because a lot of people think it's your boss or it's the idea of the company you work for. That's the source of your income. And see, the source is actually something that goes way beyond your comprehension in the situation of the world. Really, right now, pardon my word, fucked up. Okay, because they think money, they put all this power into money. And when you actually look at money itself, it's amazing you don't all bust up laughing at yourselves. That you're giving this much power to this little thing with Lincoln's head on it or Benjamin Franklin's head on it. When actually it's the idea of the energy you're trying to create within yourself to realize that it's realistically saying, and there was actually this thing that happened a long time ago. But see, it's an ancient technique that you take a $5 bill or whatever you want to focus on, dollar, five, ten, whatever. You focus on it, and you impress your subconscious mind on it. And how you do that is you're going to ask the $5 bill, why do I have so much problems attracting more of you? Because people out there, we've all heard the situation, the secret, the law of attraction, not realizing that if you actually watch people's actions, they're still pursuing and chasing after everything and anything. This also gives us an insight to them of how much lack they feel with themselves, also the lack of worth. So you look at the situation of money. Why are you having a hard time attracting more money? For first and foremost, most people don't realize this. There are some, because there are, but yeah, that's another story. But the point is, money comes through all kinds of avenues, not just through your job. So in the situation, when you're focusing on one source, you're actually closing off the other doors. Does that make sense to you?
It does, but there's quite a few avenues that I could make money with, and none of them seem to be bringing anything in. And it's actually, I haven't changed anything about what I've been doing, but the last 5 months has just been a complete dry spell.
Okay. What's your intentions in the morning? What I'm saying is, okay, like this. I'll give you an example. This is how my life goes, okay? In the mornings, I get up in the mornings. In my journal, I write. I'm so happy and grateful for the 20 private readings I did today on a random team, DMC, and at my shop, and then my radio show. And then I let it go. Okay? So right now, the balance between being and doing is off because you feel like you've got to do something. So therefore, you've canceled out the allowing. You have to put your intentions out there. Not my angels always do this all the time. And I'm sitting there, well, I'm not getting any readings. And they go, did you make your intentions today? And I said, oh, no, I forgot. And as soon as I make those intentions, it's amazing how activity happens very quickly. And next thing I know, my accounts go from zero to off the scale, going surpassing my goals. Okay? It's the idea of realizing that, like I said before, your job, your boss, the situation, this world, is not your source. It's not your power. The power you're looking for within the idea of creating your world is within yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Seriously. I had a tough time with this a long time ago, too, as well. But then I started looking at my world. My world reflects my stupid-ass attitude. And me sitting there going, well, you know, I got to go to work. I got to do this. See, it was always in the mode of I have to. Until I changed it to what do you want to do? What are my wants, needs, and desires? And actually I have this nice little affirmation that says my income far exceeds my wants, needs, and desires. So it didn't matter what I charged. It didn't matter anything about those little things. It's the idea of intention, of having the faith that I have worth and that I'm going to charge a certain amount for a certain thing because that's what I feel it's worth, and having faith behind that at the same time. And if you look at the situation and looking at people out there working their asses off and these jobs, if you listen to their mentality, I got to make 40 hours or I got to make 80 hours. And it's always a limited. They're always focusing on their limitation, not the unlimited source. And when you put yourself in a state of mind and say, okay, thank you, God and angels, for the unlimited source of income, love, prosperity, opportunities, income, whatever it is, you're going to see a change in your life. But it's the idea of realizing that you're not taking 100% accountability for your own life either. You're putting the responsibility and the power and these little variations around you, your job, situations, your bills. Because I know for a fact that when you start looking at these situations and saying, okay, what are we going to do today? And then you be totally honest with yourself. What are we going to do today? Not what we have to do today. Okay, it's the idea of putting yourself in a distant situation. What is the solution to your problem? Is it really working, or is it maybe that you're thinking beneath you when it actually should be focusing on what you can accomplish? And the idea, this is the first year. This is a perfect opportunity to start a business. Now, some people will sit there and say that's crazy, but do the research. State Farm started during the Depression, and now they're a multi-million-dollar company. So, you know, the situation is their perception was different. They felt like it was a great time, and it reflected in the process of all this success that they had afterwards.
Okay. All right, well, thank you very much.
But I want to, but I'm saying the situation you're talking about, you're still thinking right now that you need more money.
That what?
You're still thinking that the money is going to be the solution to the situation. Because
no.
You have bills and stuff like that, and everything else has to be done and paid off. I understand that. I guess it was just the idea that you brought me that you're heading out the door, and I was just like, I don't feel like I've actually accomplished my goal here. and the idea of helping you understand that it's you that's going to make a difference in your life, not money, not this job, not a new house, nothing like that. You're going to create these things. And what you got to do, this is the first of the year. Right now we're going into the full moon. This is some great energy to work with, too, as well. There's a thing called a new moon check. And it's basically what you do is, it's like a format of a check. And what you do is where it says pay, you can create one of your own whatever, do something like that. It's the idea of the energy you're going to put into it, okay? And I think the full moon is right now.
Right, I think it's tonight, yeah.
Right, so what you do is you take this check, or get you a checkbook and just kind of change it to, put it in the settings, that new moon check, intentions, where it says for whatever. And then you put down where it says pay to the order of, you put pay to the order of you. And then where it says the money part goes in there, you put in there paid in full. And each month, write one of these checks in the new moon, and then have your intentions of what you want to do. And then sit there and take a pad and pencil and write down exactly what you want to accomplish in that month. Okay? Take it, fold it up, put it underneath wherever you're, like if you have a desk or something like that, and just leave it. Same thing with your moon check, your new moon check. Just take it, like if you spend a percentage of time on your computer, then just put it into your computer.
Okay. Great. Well, thank you very much.
I think if you sit here and focus on the intentions of what you really want, you're going to see a difference in your life, okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a good night. Thank you for calling. You too. Let's see. It's hot. Isn't it hot? You know, sometimes we've got a lot of freaking things about everybody talking out there about relationships. And what's really irritating me right now, the situation, really wanting to put some things out there, okay? Is people asking the question. Asking questions about, can I trust this person, can I trust that person? And really all I can hear is the person doesn't trust themselves. So what you need to do is you need to do the same thing. And it's very important that you focus on the situation. Now, just don't get obsessive about certain things, but just start changing your lives then. Because this is the first of the year, man. Start changing your lives and do some things. I'm going to sit here, and I'm having such a good time. I mean, I wasn't trying to be aggressive, the lady. It's just like he's picking up. See, that's what people understand. You know, it's one thing you don't understand, and the idea of doing this kind of work, I pick up everything from everybody. And when I sit here and sense a person is in a situation of disarray and is looking for solutions and answers, I swear to you, if you sit there and focus on the situation and what the solutions are and listen to what's actually being said to you in the process of asking your questions, you're going to see some big major changes in your life. But the first thing you got to do is you got to take 100% accountability for your life and realize that everything that's happening in your life, every person, everything you attracted, you brought in, and that's what we're talking about, the idea of accountability, to realize that you and only you have created all these situations, good or bad, these people, good or bad, you have attracted these people into your life. Okay? And I want you to sit there and look at the situation and just the way it is. Okay? Okay, if anybody has any questions on that, just let me know. Because the situation is just playing itself out. You know, I sit here and talk about the situation. If you just sit in the morning, 5 or 10 minutes, and say to yourself, use like I do. I put this one out, this one myself. This is what we call intention, putting intentions out there. See, because we're always manifesting, and we're always manifesting all the time, intentionally or unintentionally. It's the idea of idle thoughts or intended thoughts, okay? So, like my idea, the third person thing, I got this out of the book called Creative Visualization. Check it out. Okay, I think I got this book on Amazon. I'll probably pull up all kinds of ones. Okay, and this one I do, we do first, second, third person affirmation of what we want to focus on. Like mine is, I got to read in a happy, romantic, deep loving, committed relationship. Amy Elmont, living a happy, fulfilling life together now. And then we do the second person, down to read, you are in a happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed relationship with Amy Elmont, living a happy, fulfilling life together now. Thank you. And Donnie, and then we do it in third person, which means Donnie Reed is in a happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed relationship with Amy Elmont, living a happy, fulfilling life together now. Thank you. And when you look at the situation, what we're doing here is your subconscious mind is hearing these things, and the idea of being open. Okay, well, it's hearing you say, I'm in this relationship. I'm in this relationship, and then even the idea of a third person saying, yes, this, you know, this is working really well. Okay, and then we sit there and do the ideal, focusing on the ideal kind of relationship we want to do, and emphasize on that too as well. Say, divine love is working through me now to create a perfect, romantic, deep, loving, happy, committed relationship with Amy Elmont. And you put whatever you want to put in there. Now, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And then we focus on the ideal of changing things. Like the last person is the idea, what do you want to do today? You know, start out small, put it out there, and go in today and just say, let's go on permission. I'm so happy and grateful for all the people treating me like a god today at work. And then see what happens in the idea of attitudes and perceptions. Mine is, I am so happy and grateful for the truth. For the 20 private 75-minute readings I did today, I ran Keen, ZMT, and at my shop, and here, on my show, private readings, I'm around for everyone, being blessed with $1,000 today. I'm so happy and grateful, and every day, for the 20 readings I did today at my shop, earning over $2,600. Thank you, thank you, thank you. So these are your intentions. We don't dwell on these. We just say in the morning, just let it go. And then we sit here and tell ourselves, I'm going to do this. Why? Because I can and I will. Okay? And then I sit here and I have a tendency to emphasize on certain things. I am so happy and grateful for Amy Elmont coming to the shop today and talking to me was led to us being together in a happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed relationship now. Okay? And then we have these other ones, which the idea of focusing, focusing, focusing. You know, thank you, God, angels, archangels, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, Jesus, for your help, protection, and guidance. Thank you for Amy Elmont coming to the shop and talking to me, and for me and her being together in a happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed relationship. Oh, focusing on the positive outcome, living a happy, fulfilling marriage, family, and life together, which started today when she came to see me here at the shop. See, we're emphasizing on these visuals. Visualization is a good one, too, to add to this. Visions also feel it, that color, the whole thing. You know, thank you for me doing over 20 readings today, earning over $200. Thanks at the shop. Thank you for me doing over 20 readings on all random ZMT Keen, earning over $1,200. Thank you. And then we always use the emphasis of thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. You know, the idea of also putting things out there like this, too, maybe we should recommend another book for the person back there, but I think she's looking for a simple, complex, the idea, okay, am I going to get rich at the first of the year? You can. If you can really get your perception to really believe it, and the idea of faith, trust, and just seeing it beyond a shadow of a doubt. But you can also use this one. This is in a book called The Abundance Book by John Randolph Price, and they have a thing in there called the 40-Day Prosperity Plan. Okay, the first part of this is writing down the statements, announcing and getting it back to the point where it was, okay? And it starts off like this. It starts off saying, this day, December 28th, 2012, Friday, I cease believing invisible money as my supply and my support, and I view the world of effects as it truly is. Simply an outpicture in my former beliefs, I believed in the power of money. Therefore, I surrendered my God-given power and authority to an objectified belief. I believed in the possibility of lack, thus causing a separation in consciousness from the source of my supply. I believed in mortal man and carnal conditions, and through this faith gave man and conditions power over me. I believed in the mortal illusion created by the collective consciousness of error thoughts, and in doing so, I limited the unlimited. No more. This day, I renounce my so-called humanhood and claim my divine inheritance as a being of God. This day, I acknowledge God and only God as my substance, my supply, and my support. Okay, and it has 10 statements. The 10 statements go like this. You do each statement each day. You can write this whole statement in your journal, or you can sit there. Well, I always say write this, but then the statements you can either write them, or just make sure you go over them for at least 10 minutes every day. The first one is, God is lavish, unfailing abundance, the rich, omnipresent substance in the universe. This all-providing source of infinite prosperity is individualized as me, the reality of me. And we'll say thank you, thank you, thank you. And you can actually go further with the emphasis on it. Let's start just saying thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, highest. Guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus, for all your help, protection, and guidance. And I always emphasize on what I would like to see happen that day. Guidance, which led to successful business with my shop, a random team, ZNC, and my radio show. Always earning over $2,600 every week. Having a satisfying income of $10,000 a month. Also, having a loving relationship with everyone. And for my happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed relationship with Amy Elmont, living a happy, fulfilling marriage, family, and life together now. Thank you for my great life, filled with miracles and blessings today and every day. Thank you. And the second is, I lift up my mind and heart to be aware, to understand, and to know that the divine presence I am is the source and substance of all my good. Okay? That's number two. Let's see. I'm looking. That's one of those things we can emphasize on everything in detail as much as possible, as much as you want. Don't be in a situation where you feel like if you get too detailed, it might not happen, so you don't want to deal with the disappointment, realizing you're actually working against yourself, and your fears or your ego are still in charge. And you need to change all that stuff real quick, man. Get it out there, you know? So you sit down, you look at the situation, and you say, what do I want to have? Okay, thank you. For the unlimited income, friends, readings of all kinds, money, love, thank you for all ways being loved, cherished, and desired. I am loved, I am lovable, I am loved. I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. So therefore, I am loved, cherished, and adored. See, I had another one. Okay. Like this one, say, thank you, God, angels, archangels, ascended masters, guardian angels, guides, higher self, Holy Spirit, and Jesus for your help, protection, and guidance, reaching all my goals, meeting all my wants, needs, and desires, living a happy, fulfilling career, earning over $2,600 every week and every pay period, also being in a happy, romantic, deep, and committed relationship with Amy Elmont, living a happy, fulfilling marriage, family, and life together now. Thank you for all my bills being paid in full and 2 months ahead. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for doing, thank you for me doing over 10 meetings today here at the shop, earning over $200. Just one of the things we're focusing on today, you know. Thank you for Amy Elmont coming to the shop today and talking and getting coffee, having a great time together with our happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed relationship that we're having now. So you're always emphasizing on the idea of living it. Okay? So then you sit there and, you know, emphasize in a positive way. Not the idea of what you're trying to project everybody else. It's the idea that you really believe. And the idea of focusing on the visualization makes it a whole lot easier than the idea of visualizing and feeling it and emotions and the whole idea where you get so confident you can actually feel yourself living it. But at that moment, you was. So therefore, it should give you confidence you will be. Okay, the third statement is, I am conscious of my inner presence and my lavish abundance. I am conscious of the constant activity of this mind of infinite prosperity. Therefore, my consciousness is filled with the light of truth. Okay? Like I said, you can emphasize on anything. You know? Every day. The bell sits there emphasizing it all day. You just sit there and you can put it down. That's your intentions for that day. So sitting there going over some things. Sometimes you get a crazy thing and try to figure out why these pages keep sticking to me. Let's see. I'm trying to do this. We're talking about details, okay? Details. Thank you for Amy Elmont coming to the shop today, talking to me, sitting down, and spending time with me, such as being together in a happy, romantic, deep, loving, committed, patient, understanding, sexual, sensual, powerful, balanced, blessed, faithful, respectful, compassionate, kind, abundant, prosperous, supportive, enchanted, communicative, spiritual soulmate relationship, living a happy, fulfilling marriage, family, and life together now. You see what we're talking about, the idea of details. You know, what do you want to see in that relationship? As you're living this relationship with this person, you're sharing your life. What kind of relationship do you want to live? It's also the same way of career, jobs, environment, everything, even your neighborhood, and the idea of what do you want. Not what you're willing to deal with and put up with and compromise. Because when you start compromising like that stuff, you're just bringing more of the same into your life. You want to change that perception. Change your life. Change your thinking. Change your life. Okay? So we're saying, look at the situation. You know, thank you for the miracles that brought her to me and to the shop and for all the readings that come to me and for attracting people to me, attracting people to me at the shop every day. And the idea of thanking people, too. Thank you for people coming to my shop every day, and Amy coming by every day, and the idea of finding the time to visit each other. You know, you're in a relationship, and you love that relationship, but they're also sometimes you emphasizing what else you want to experience in that relationship. More likely, you want to spend time together. So we have a tendency to get caught up in the world format, okay? The world's perception of thinking that we can only choose one or the other, not realizing we can actually have a win-win situation. Which is the idea, what do you want to have? What do you want to do? You know, if you're a person who wants to really spend time with that person, they want to make sure to emphasize that every day, and the idea of finding that time. Because, you know, time is also a perception, too. You know, what a minute to you, to me, a minute might be totally different. It's the idea that I can sit there and look at the situation and say I can find all the time I need for everyone and everything in my life. Okay, that's the idea of emphasizing on intentions, too, as well. Like the person we were talking before, I think we should have got a little more detail in the idea of saying, what do you want to do? If you think that money is the situation, and emphasize on what you think would actually be the one topper that gets you out of the situation and actually puts you in the black where you're actually feeling very positive, where you can actually, you're in control of your life because you don't feel like anything basically piling on top of you. But it's the same thing with bills. When you stop emphasizing on the bills, but you're also giving your energy to it, so therefore you're not realistically sending the energy out into the universe, out into your life to actually attract those solutions to you. You're too much emphasizing on that $300 phone bill. You should sit there and look at it and go, okay, you look at it, $300 phone bill. You don't need to look at it every freaking day. You don't want to emphasize on the whole thing. You can do like I do, right away. And go immediately to the situation. What's the solution? If you're self-employed, it's simply maybe it's the idea of changing your intentions, what you're putting out there. Are you sitting there telling yourself, I don't want to get rich or nothing. I just like to have enough business, enough clients to get by. What you're going to do is attract just that. But realistically, when you listen to yourself thinking and talking, that's not what you're looking for. You're looking for a comfort. You're looking for a divine surplus so you can actually enjoy your life. Okay, so therefore the idea of emphasizing on that, the intention's there, something else is also kicking in too as well. So you're not really honoring your wants, needs, and desires. You're feeding it the world that tells you that being rich is bad. When you should look at the situation, first and foremost, stop feeding into the world and really sit down, and like I said before, focus. Bow your head and say, and focus on your heart. Focus on the space behind your heart. Okay, close your eyes. Focus on that space. They say that's the God essence. You can also say your phone line. You know, it's you, your spirit, connecting to source. When you focus on that whole thing, y'all want to feel true love? You want to feel, you know, unconditional pure love? To realize, okay, so do this. Focus on the space. On that, use your visualization for what you plasma, whatever you want that picture to be and what that is, okay, something you can connect with, all right? And then you sit there and say to yourself over and over again, learn how to breathe. Breathe in, and then as you're breathing out, say, I am love. Breathe it again. I am love. And then from your exhale, say, I am love. I am love. Okay? Folks, go within as much as you can and emphasize on I am love. Or do it both. And if you're saying it to yourself, you feel overwhelmed, say it out loud and see what happens. But I guarantee you, in the process, what you're doing is reconnecting to yourself. In the process of reconnecting to yourself, you're going to find out one thing. You always have been. And you've always been connected to Source. You've always been connected to your angels and guides. It was the idea of listening to the world and saying that, as they call it, detached. Okay? Connected is different than attaching. Okay? So we look at the situation as in relationships, loving relationships, romantic relationships. And one thing you don't want to do is attach yourself to somebody. Because when you attach yourself to somebody, what you're doing is you're feeding into your insecurities of thinking you have to hang on to somebody because they're going to leave you. So the purest sense of getting that rich, powerful, spiritual, emotional growth is to let go of everything with the certainty that you know beyond a shadow of doubt everything is always going to happen in your best good. When you sit and focus on that, all you need to do is just let go, detach, and allow things just to happen. You're going to see a lot of positive changes in your life. Because at that moment of letting go, realistically, you're taking 100% accountability for your life to realize in some way, maybe some of those intentions that you were doing and the idea of thinking you need to control was just attracting more situations of controlling you, and now you're taking 100% accountability of just letting go and allowing and having the faith within that essence and that connection that you have within yourself that you know beyond a shadow of a doubt that everything is always going to happen in your best interest. Okay? It's not easy. It's not like it. Okay? Right now, guys, I want you to sit and take a minute. I have to go to the bathroom real quick. I want you to sit there and we'll be right back. I'm going to play some music here. I'm going to play a nice little song for you guys. Give you an idea called The Grand Illusion by Styx. You leave. relationship and that kind of stuff. I can see an objective decision making right now, and the idea of clearing away that no longer suits you and actually serves you. That's the kind of emphasis I get the most too of the relationship coming in.
Come on! Are you serious? Hello, everybody. How you doing? This is we're back, and this is your host, Psychic X Journey Man, here on Psychic X Journey Man's Spiritual Link Talk Radio here on Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to the show. How you guys doing? So if you just tuned in, got a lot of crazy stuff going on, the idea of relationships and just a lot of things we're focusing on. So if you have a question or you want to get a reading, just give us a call here at 646-721-9031. We had a trouble with the freaking, sometimes I just get irritated with everything. You know, I have a freaking account, so I can supposed to be able to call anybody or anyone on my Skype, and oh, for some reason it doesn't work that way. And sometimes the word, so it makes me wonder. Okay, so let's get going on here and check out some stuff, see what's going on. Also, I was going to check on the chat room real quick. That was Styx, Grand Illusion. We have a lot of people in the chat here. A lot of people. How's everybody doing? Let's see, we got Party Time Joe, who's no longer with us. It's kind of crazy how people have to empathize and have these big-ass words and everything that goes along with it. It's kind of crazy. But at the same time, I was trying to look. I like your face. Erica? I guess we could say thank you, Erica, I think. How did you do that? We got Austin Davis. Hello, Austin Davis. That's like a professional name. Oh, don't you just love the holidays? I don't. Because it gives all these little punky-ass kids just idle time to do stupid things. Let's see. If you want to give a reading, give us a call here at 646-721-9031. Also, for private readings, give us a call at 740-500-8863 or go to my website at www.psychicxjourneyman.com. Right now, for the holiday season, it's only $1 per minute for any reading that I do. And if you're here to really start bullshit, get out. Leave. Do it now. Okay? Because all you guys are doing to me is just realizing the ideal. Well, I'm really not in the mood today, guys. All right, let's go to area code. Let's go here. I'm going to do something real quick. Okay. This is a private number right here. It's actually 111111. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and how are you? I'm going to warn you right now. If you're any kind of prank or anything like that, you will get an earful. So, how are you? What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm Nikolai. I'm Russian.
You're what?
I'm Russian.
You're Russian?
Yes, I come from Russia. I have a question.
You come from?
What exactly is your thing about?
What is my thing about, or what is my show about?
Show about. Sorry, I am bad with
English.
Spiritual
show, looking for spiritual insights to change your life in all areas of your life.
Can you give me a reading?
Can I give you a reading?
Yes.
The answer is yes, I can give you a reading. And
so
what would you like to get a reading
on?
How do we do this? What you do is you ask questions. Or at least give us a focus on a certain situation you want to get into. Like if you are having trouble with a situation, you're really having a hard time stopping from laughing, aren't you?
No, I have cough.
I hope so. Because we tell everybody who called the show that if you call in and prank, don't be surprised for the next week if you don't have a lot of bad stuff to you. Because it's called karma, okay? And that kind of situation. So you should consider that stuff too as well. So do you have a certain particular situation, like a girlfriend or a situation, or whatever it is, and the ideal
actually,
we can actually focus and get some insight?
I have a girl. I'm not sure if he likes me anymore. Can you help?
Okay. Oh, shoot. You have a girlfriend. And what's your name?
My name is Nikolai.
And her name is?
Her name is Jessica.
And her name is Jessica.
Yes.
And when's Jessica's birthday?
June 6th.
And when's your birthday?
10/26.
10/26. So this was this particular girl you used to, you, what was it, you used to like her or she used to like you?
I'd say both. She keeps asking, she keeps texting me every day, do you walk the dinosaur? And I say, no, I do not know what you mean.
Do you walk a dinosaur?
She texts me that.
Do you walk a dinosaur? That's what she texts you?
Yes, sir.
So she texts you and says, do you walk a dinosaur? And you go, I have no idea what that means.
Yes, I do.
And then she texts back and says,
do you
over and over again, do you walk a dinosaur? Is what you're trying to tell me?
He asked me if I lived. I asked her, what does that mean? I am Russian, you know. We don't live or whatever you Americans do.
Well, that's nice, sir. I have no idea what that means either. So therefore,
yes,
I finish. This call is done. Thank you. All right, let's go to this next person and see what's up with this. Hello, how are you? Welcome to the show, and what's up?
Hi.
Oh, wow, I hear the Russian guy in the background. Anyway, yes, what's your name?
Sophia.
And where are you
Hello?
Calling from, if I may ask?
California.
And how can I help you tonight?
I guess I want to take a look at this person that's in my life that she's trying to set me up with someone that I don't want to be set up with. And I feel like she's kind of either probing or instigating, or I know this person inquired about me. And I'm just curious
mm-hmm.
on what the energies is and what you're getting. This person is supposed
okay,
to be a spiritual person. So it's not like a regular person. I've had this happen with regular people before, which is, you know, you understand, like, they're meddling, and it's like, say, if your mother was doing it, and you can understand that, because it's what people do. But not when someone's spiritual, because you know you're in alignment for something of a divine mate, and some things just take time to unfold, and this person seems a bit pushy on the topic.
Well, realistically, we're all spiritual people on spiritual quests of certain things of learning and discovering, so therefore there's no such thing as people who are not and people who are. We're all that same. We just people have a tendency to honor it and people who don't. If you actually have a situation you're talking about, the best thing to do in this situation is we don't figure them out. We look at the situation, how it reflects back at us about ourselves. And then we sit there and say, okay, this is disrespectful. Simple as that.
Right.
Because when I look at these situations, I've had people do the same thing, and it's just simply basically doing what I feel like is best for me, the ideal, like you said before. A spiritual alignment is also the ideal of listening to your guides and angels. So therefore,
right.
when you look at the situation, what are you listening to? Are you feeding into the situation, or are you actually listening to your guides and angels? Because I have a lot of times with people who are on the spiritual thing, who are psychics and do the whole thing, who tell me this is what I pick up. And I say, well, that might be so, but I need to listen to my own guides and angels, because that's what they're there for.
Mm-hmm.
So if you look at the situation of a person being pushy, it's more about them,
right.
not you. It's the idea of thinking, I'm right. This person would be great for you. And not
mm-hmm.
taking into consideration of anything concerning you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? It's like an assumption.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So what I would do, so if I was in your position, I would sit there and go, okay, the best thing to do is distance myself from everybody and
mm-hmm.
say, okay, who is good for me and who is not.
Mm-hmm.
Who contributes to actually my best good considered to those motivations and stuff like that.
Okay.
Because seriously, my thing is like this, okay? People say, you know, it's hard to trust people. I'll get over it. When you trust yourself unconditionally and you listen to those guys and angels, nobody or no thing can get over you. No thing or no person can hurt you.
I agree.
So we all walk into these situations, eyes wide open, realizing we're very protected, we're guarded, we have guidance, we have the whole thing in place. So therefore, we all have to do is listen. But the first step we have to do is realize the worth that we have within ourselves, that we're worth it. So listen. I'm sorry if I'm a brat, but I'm tired of the holiday seasons. because all it does is give these little freaky kids out there an option, the idea of harassing people, not realizing this is something I take very seriously. And it's something, and it's one thing I want to tell everybody, too, with your stupid pranks. I pay for this show. And we give out, we give readings, okay? We don't charge anybody for anything. So, therefore, the idea of people coming on and pranking this thing, they're wasting my time and they're wasting my money. So, with the situation at hand, take the advice, listen to you, tap into yourself, like we had the meditation earlier, with the idea of focusing on oneself, bowing your head and just focusing on that God essence within yourself and just saying to yourself, I am love. And realizing the one thing, too, I was born to be loved, cherished, and adored. So therefore, I am loved, cherished, and adored. I'm loved, I'm lovable, I'm loved, period.
I basically do all that. Yeah.
Huh?
I do that.
Yeah, I'm just, yeah. It's one of those things when you get yourself in doubt, that's when you should sit there and say those things and give a shout.
Thank you for the insight. I really appreciate it. It was pretty much in alignment with what I kind of already knew, but it was just more feedback. Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. You have a great night. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. I'll say it again. I want you guys to get it through your heads that this the ideal of this pranking bullshit, okay? You know, it's the ideal. We're sitting there going, we should be feeding into this whole thing. I'm just sitting there saying the same thing to you guys. I'm warning you ahead of time. If you come on the show and you prank, you will get an earful. And it won't be in a nice little even tone. I will blast your eardrum so powerfully, they will be on the same side of your head, which is the opposite side where it came in at. So you've been warned, okay? It's all out there, okay? And Mr. Russian dude, next time you want to do a Russian accent, practice. Okay, let's go to our next caller, which we had the one. Let's see, I'm going to go here. Area code 661, hello.
Hello, yes, I have a story to tell you, and I was hoping you could figure out what it meant.
You're bored as hell, and you wonder if I could figure out what?
No, I said, if I have a story to tell you, and I was figuring out if you know what it meant.
You have a story to tell me, and wonder if I could figure it out, what it meant.
Yes. One night,
and what's your
I was,
and what's your name?
What?
What
my name is Rich.
Is
Rich.
Your name?
Richard.
Richard, how are you, Richard?
All right, so one night I was about to fall asleep, and my house has a, like, haunted, I think. So, the ghost, like, I don't know, it's not a ghost, like a spirit, it was talking to me, and it asked me, it was like the greatest 5 words I've ever heard. It was like, I can't describe it. Do you want to know what they were?
Do I want to know what they are? So you heard
yes.
These 5 words that this ghost told you.
Yeah. It asked.
I know what it asked. Because I'm actually talking to an ass. Thank you. Anyway, let's go on to the next caller, which is Wormy the Worm. How are you? Hello?
Can I have an angel reading?
I don't know. Can you? What's your name?
If you make me say may I, I'm going to cut your balls off and feed it to your dog.
You have no freaking power to do so, my friend. So don't even threaten something you can't back up. Oh, by the way, goodbye. All right. Gavin. Gavin. It says
hello.
Gavin. Hello. How are you?
Hello. My name is Gavin, and I was wondering if you wanted the D.
Your name is Gavin, and you were wondering if I wanted what?
The D.
If I wanted the D.
Yes, would you like the D?
Really? You're so funny.
I know, right? Okay, bye.
Don't you guys have anything better to do, assholes? All right. Hello, how are you?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hey there, man, how you doing?
I don't know how I'm doing, but I hope that you're not going to make my freaking night even worse.
Okay? No, don't worry about it. Actually, I want to make it a point that you know, I'd like to apologize on behalf of all these people that have come in and are taking up your screen time or your show time like this. I really don't think it's right.
Do you know how much it costs for a 3-hour show? Do you know how much it costs for a 3-hour show?
Oh, yeah, I can't possibly imagine.
Yeah, it's one of the situations. Really? Yeah, I do. I mean, I'm sorry, guys, if you know, it's like looking at people going, I'm sorry if you can't use your creative mind and actually think of something better to do, or maybe even hire some different writers for your material, because your material has been done over and over again. It's kind of crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's really, really irritating. I'm pretty sure you can't wait till the winter break's over, and neither can I, because I'm sick of them calling all my stuff, too. But hey, that's besides the point. What I wanted to call in tonight was not necessarily to get a reading, but I wanted an opinion from you, if you don't mind. It's
okay,
a rather controversial.
Forgive me if I'm, like, on defense mode, okay?
No, that's all right. I get it. But it's a rather controversial subject, so hopefully you'll be able to... hopefully you'll feel all right answering it, will you?
Well, I'm pretty open-minded at most things. Go ahead.
All right, well, actually what I wanted to talk about tonight was your opinions on gay marriage.
My opinion on gay marriage is like this. In some situations, what's it for? What's it mean to be done? To me, a union is the idea of declaring, and it doesn't really mean to be anything more than that. And the idea of making things, I mean, I don't even approve of making these huge weddings public either as well. So to me, it's just the idea of insecurities going muck. So you look at the situation of marriages. I mean, the last time I heard about the whole thing is we want to get married so we can get insurance. You know something? I think I was getting insurance from my wife before she was even my wife, so I don't understand that concept either. And the idea of all these other variables are put in there to justify the idea of the whole thing when it should be just simply one thing. Do I believe in gay and gay marriages and that kind of stuff? No, I don't. But at the same time, am I going to denounce somebody for doing what they want to do? No. But the idea of the situation of putting it, you know, putting it in my face and saying, you know, this is this. Or I had a friend of mine who was gay, constantly emphasizing, I'm gay, I'm gay. Which made me wonder, were they? Or would they have to emphasize it so much? Was he trying to convince themselves? And every time, and I'm just saying, on my situation, of all the people I've dealt with, every person I've ever dealt with who said they were gay or lesbian, I could always trace it back to a sexual thing that happened to when they were younger, of being molested in some sense of the word, that it actually manifested into something of, just manifested in something that was great, as in, I don't know how you describe it, that they didn't deal with something, so therefore it emphasized into something else. So therefore it could be traced back.
Well, I think, I mean, I really do respect your opinion, but mine, as far as it goes, is I feel like if gay marriage were to be legalized in the United States, I feel like it would really open the door, get on the floor, everybody walk the dinosaur, have a wonderful night, sir.
That's great. I knew this was coming, man. It's like driving me up the walls.
Hello?
Did you have to come back and tell us what the freaking ghost said? You just couldn't leave it alone, could you, dude? Well, you're not going to get your time. Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello.
Hello?
And who are you?
My name is Bab.
Your name is Bab?
Yes, I was wondering about that poop you took on break.
Okay, what are you, like a Michael Jackson fan that follows people around to get some attention?
Yeah, but before did you say that, boy? I think it was good.
Shit tonight. Area code 617. How are you?
Area code 617.
Hello? Hello? Hello, hello, hello. Well, thank you for your... You know something, guys? Thank you for giving me this insight tonight where just not in the mood anymore.
Mm-hmm.
this room. And I'm going to go right here.
Area code 904. What's up?
Hello?
Yes, hello. How are you?
You do dreams, right?
I don't know anymore right now. Are you legit?
Yes,
sir.
Are
you one of these prankers out there and that kind of stuff? Because I'm about ready to sit there and go pull the plug on everything, emphasize, send out a bunch of energy to everybody else to get back exactly what they deserve in the process of messing with the kind of stuff, of actually helping people. That's the whole thing about the whole situation. There's no one. So, I'm done. Have a good night. The show is over.
Right.
I'm done with this freaking bullshit.